When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. The shot is thrown. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 177. Maybe we should bring the Mets back into the rivalry. Maybe they should make it a three-way, a three-headed monster. John Senecal here, Matt Sorois here, Brian Shackman here. There's only one topic we're going to cover, and that's Juan Soto. What is it, 15 years, 765?
Yeah. Yep.
Opt out after year five, but if he stays, he gets more money, so it could be up to $800 million.
How does that even work, though? Like, because if he's basically guaranteed $805 million, because he's not, why would you leave? I mean, in 5 years, he's going to be, what, 31? He's not, I mean.
You don't know what the market's going to be.
Come on, dude. I mean.
I would have said that when A-Rod signed his $250 million contract.
That was 24 years ago. I know. He was making $25 million a year, and he doubled that in 25 years.
Yeah.
You're not doubling it. In 10 years,
no, but
it, 5 years.
If Boris is behind it, he's going to say, listen, if we can get an AAV of 10 more, we're going to do it.
Yeah, you make a good point, because if he takes that little less money over time to go to the Mets instead of the Yankees, yeah, he would leave for another $2-4 million a year. He's a money-hungry grub, man. Here's
what we're going to do. I'm going to go around the horn. We'll do a hot take, right. And then I'm going to talk about a couple of the nuances of the deal. You can go first, John.
I look at it this way. From what I've read, the Yankees actually tried to pony up. I don't understand why the Yankees basically gave him the same amount of money but added another year. Why didn't they just say 15 at 765 and then you make the decision? Like, by adding that extra year at 16,760, you drop the AAV, and I think that was the big deal. He wants that AAV up.
But maybe the Yankees didn't know.
Oh, maybe not, I guess. But, I mean, I think in the grand scheme of things, the Yankees always knew they'd probably get outbid by Cohen. I think that was the feel all along. But going back to the whole situation here, it's a money grab. Why would you go across town and lose the protection of Aaron Judge for the next 6 years behind you in a lineup? You're not going to find anybody else in Major League Baseball that's going to protect you like that. Certainly the Mets aren't going to find him because they don't have him on their team right now. And there's nobody free agent wise that's out there that's going to protect you like Aaron Judge. So one, that tells me that it's a money grab. Why not just sit in front of Aaron Judge for the next 6 years, make all-star teams, that short right field porch of Yankee Stadium, and just pad those stats? That being said, you're not going to be the biggest superstar on the Yankees. Aaron Judge is always going to be a bigger superstar than you. The Monument Park's always going to be a bigger superstar than you. So go across town, take the money, take the fame. That's my idea.
Pretty good. Yeah, I agree. And I agree with you what you said. I think that Cashman and Hal just understood they weren't going to get outbid by Steve Cohen.
They were going
to. They were going to get outbid by Steve Cohen. And I don't know, maybe they drove up the price a little bit to just kind of make the Mets spend the money. But yeah, like you said, nobody's going to bat behind, even if they do retain Pete Alonso somehow, which I think the Yankees are going to be.
Not Aaron Judge.
I think the Yankees will be in on Pete Alonso now. And I think they're going to try to get Cody Bellinger away from the Cubs. And they need arms too. They Max Fried, Jack Flaherty, something like that as well. But I mean, I just I'm at the sentiment where I don't think anybody, no matter what, is worth that amount of money, and I'm not mad at it at all. Like, if the Yankees got outbid at $625 million, I would have been pretty pissed off.
Yeah. But to hear that the Yankees went basically right to the same amount of money is pretty impressive, because I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. And as a Yankee fan, this is the best case scenario. This is the best case scenario.
Why, because he's in the NL now or something?
No, because if he went to the Dodgers, it would have ruined baseball for me for the next decade easily. But if he went to the Red Sox or Blue Jays, we'd have to face him 13, 14 times a year.
Yeah, he wasn't going to the Blue Jays. But the Red Sox would have been a huge shot in the back against the Yankees. I mean, he's going across town, and now he's going to have to put up with the Dodgers the next 7 to 8 to 10 years to try to make it to the World Series.
I think it is absurd. And this is sort of where, like, the more I think about it, like, I like watching high school sports and college basketball, even though that's corrupted too. Like, I'm almost saddened by it, in the sense that baseball, and I said this on my morning show, used to be a blue collar fan game. You'd had 81 home dates a year. You could, you know, bang out of work and buy a ticket and go to a game. And now it just means that your $20 beer is going to be $22 and then $24, and it's always going to go up in whatever your season tickets or your game day tickets. So I think it further separates the fan from the game, and I do think it's absurd. As for the Red Sox, they were never going to do this. And anyone who even entertained it for a second is, I don't want to call fans who are listening idiots, but do you think the Red Sox would commit basically more than the value of the original purchase price of the franchise?
No, but they look good to drive the price up. Boris is no idiot. I mean, I've said this all along. Boris wants that albatross of the hugest contract, the biggest contract. And he got it, because there's no deferred money in this. That's insane.
That was going to be the nuance. So just put a pin in that. Let me just finish my thought. And so I do think that, like Matt, in some ways, I'd take the $50 million a year and put it in some places that are smart. Like, you know, we talked earlier, Matt and I, off mic, and Tyler O'Neill, for that kind of money with the Orioles, like, that's a player that's valuable and could help. You get two or three guys like that, you can compete with the Mets and the Yankees. So I think there's better ways to deploy your capital. But I'm just sort of sad for, like, my kids that, you know, to go to a game, it's like once a year. Like, once a year.
Yeah,
that's basically what we're gonna do, and it just bums me out. Now, he's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. Matt Sorois here on episode 177 of Fan Base, a deep dive of the greatest rivalry in sports. My hot take on the no deferred money is that Cohen cares about owning the team, and I don't think the Dodgers owners care about owning the team. I think that they're gonna try to get, you know, one or two championships out of this Shohei run, and I think that when the value is at its peak, I think they're gonna dump the team.
Yeah.
And it's a business thing as well as just a competitive thing. Whereas I think Steve Cohen wants to own the Mets. He probably wants to pass it on to his kids. Like to me, because it's dumb financial. What the Dodgers are doing is dumb. It's not. It's going to cripple somebody. It's like the debt of the United States. Eventually, you're not going to be able to service the debt, and you're not going to be able to deal with, like, doing nice, good things for good people. In 2050, they're not going to be able to sign people.
Yeah. And they just squeak over the competitive balance tax with this. They're at $248 million as it goes to the books. The Yankees are at $231 million. So they're still under the tax, which they'll definitely go over with these next signings, because the Yankees are going to react. They're going to react. And, you know, Matt, you said that Alonso will probably be a Yankee. I wouldn't be so sure about that. I really wouldn't, because Steve Cohen, Brian just said, he don't care. He's going to go up there. And I almost feel like Cohen's probably like, hey, look at Dodgers. You're doing it with 14 guys behind here. I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to go out and get Alonso now, all right? And I'm going to keep him in New York and bat him behind Soto. I mean, I could totally see that happening.
I would love it, but I don't know. That's like a lot of money for a guy who's streaky. He's past his peak.
But look what's out there. You need to protect Juan Soto in that lineup. And how are you going to do that?
You don't think Lindor is not enough?
No, Lindor's your leadoff hitter. Yeah. I mean, you got Mark Vientos right now slotted in to back him up. Mark Vientos, he had a great run down last year. But remember, Mark Vientos was a castaway for Brett Beatty. And the only reason he's in the majors is because Brett Beatty couldn't hang last year. So Mark Vientos isn't exactly your crown jewel in the organization.
That is interesting. That is very. I thought that the Yankees would just, like Brian said, like, react and
oh, absolutely. I think especially
this week, I think they're going to react and make a big signing themselves. But
to John's point, who is big signing? Like, who would that be?
And who is a free agent at first base other than Pete Alonso.
Christian Walker and Pete Alonso. And then, like you said, you could trade for Cody Bellinger and platoon him there, but he's making $27 million this year too. So, I mean, when you look at it, the Yankees, you know, you say, oh, well, the Yankees have $760-something million. But no, the Yankees don't have $760 million to spend. They have $47.5 million to spend because that's what they were going to spend on him this year. So that's what they're willing to spend. So say 50. So how are you going to spread that out? Pete Alonso is going to cost you $25 million, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
What do you think, like 5 or 6 for 25?
Minimum. I would say closer to 30 the way contracts
are. He's really
going to
end up a DH, right, though? I mean, kind
of? Yeah. But if you give him a five-year deal, you know, Christian Walker.
I like Pete
Alonso. Teoscar Hernandez. Anthony Santander. Those are all $25 million players. So what are you going to get, two of those?
Right.
If anybody that thinks the Yankees are going to go out there and replace these guys with three players, I don't know if they're willing to do that, because if they're only willing to spend $47.5 million on Soto, and that was to plug a hole that they still needed help. They still need help.
That basically is saying that the Yankees aren't going to be better next year.
Well, it also says that the Yankees are all in now on Jason Dominguez, and they have to be. They have to develop
him. Well, I thought they screwed him in the play. They should have played him more at the end of last season.
He was sitting there the whole playoffs, and he didn't play a second, really. I think he pinch hit or pinch ran.
Yeah, I wonder if he was actually honestly, like, totally ready coming off of injury. I mean, who knows with him? He's still so young.
But you made an interesting point about the Yankees and Steinbrenner. You know, they're not, like, sort of cash rich. They're sort of, like, house rich and cash poor type, because the franchise is their wealth, right? And say Hal Steinbrenner's worth $1.5, $2 billion. Cohen's worth 21. And the aggregate of all the Dodgers owners is probably double that. And the difference between a billionaire and someone worth $20 billion is a lot. And then there's even like you go to Musk, who's like, you know, they're like, oh, Elon Musk spent $50 million or $100 million on Trump's campaign. That's like me taking the U2 out for freaking coffee.
Yeah.
Like when you're worth $250 billion, $100 million is literally like Starbucks for a week. So the type of money we're talking, maybe Hal just they got nervous. They get nervous about committing that kind of capital when they don't, even though the Yankees are one of the surest, most bankable brands on the planet, which they are. I don't know. It's just you get in that territory where you're going to give somebody three-quarters of $1 billion.
Yeah. And he's a one-dimensional player. Let's be honest. I mean, he'll be a DH in probably 5 years. He's not a great outfielder. He's not a great defender. I mean, the Gold Glove thing's a complete joke. Let's be honest. That was a complete joke. Yeah. He's not a great runner. He's an awesome hitter.
He's a great personality.
He's an awesome hitter, and he's a great personality. He gives you a great at-bat. You know, he was the difference maker. He put the Yankees into the World Series, but, you know, the Yankees needed to clean up stuff to get to the World Series. To get back to the World Series. They got a lot of holes to fill. If you think you're going to go on second base with a rookie that's never played Major League Baseball or above AAA, Caleb Durbin, I don't think that's going to
So it
play.
Sounds, man, I don't know if you agree. I mean, it's from you, John, the Yankees are in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And, well, it also depends on how they react to this. I mean, you think you're going to, I mean, Pete Alonso coming off a down year. Yeah, his age, he's 30 years old. He's a right-handed hitter. You need a left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium. You need a left-handed bat. You're going to trade for Cody Bellinger, who had a very good year last year, but came off of two pretty bad years before that. You know, you don't know what you're going to get with him. Anthony Santander is a switch hitter. Not a great defender, but he's a switch hitter, right? So he gives you way more options. I would see probably the Yankees going for probably Santander. And
there's no chance he re-signs with the Orioles?
Well, they just signed Tyler O'Neill, yeah. So that's probably, he's probably gone. Yeah, the Orioles have the money, but I think they've been pretty clear they want pitching. And I would think that would be a big competition for Corbin Burns and Max Fried and Flaherty for the Yankees.
You think the Yanks are in trouble?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I could see them being a little bit dry. I didn't even think of Santander, to be honest with you. I thought he would be like the third option behind Bellinger and Pete Alonso, but it makes sense with a switch hitter. And he's been the Yankee killer. Yeah. Every single time he's played, the Yankees have played the Orioles.
He's gotten better every year he's been in the game, too. He's progressed every year. He hasn't been forward and back, forward and back, which
is
good.
And we have Aroldis Chapman, so we're good.
World Series.
I mean, we're ready to go. I mean, the Red Sox basically, they need all the kids to work. They need Duran and Casas, those guys to Duran's already an all-star, but like they need those guys to become stars if they have any shot. I mean, it's just like, you know, the way I always thought that baseball champions were built would be to have three starters who were arbitration guys, three starters who were like big-time free agents, and then your lunch pail infantry free agents or guys that have been with the franchise for a few years. Like, and it just seems that, like, I don't know, like developing the talent. I don't know. So you have the guy at short, and you got the Martian. And do the Yankees have more in the pipeline coming?
Well, they have Spencer Jones in the outfield, but he strikes out a ton.
No pitching, nothing going?
He didn't have a great year. I mean, they have a few minor league pitchers. I mean, they don't have a bunch of big names. They just really don't. I mean, they do have the Rookie of the Year coming back as a pitcher. They got Rendon. Cole's 35, man. I mean, I'm still a firm believer that they might have been smart enough just to let him walk. I mean, 35 years old is very old for a pitcher. Look at Nate Eovaldi. He's a free agent. Right, and he's got two Tommy Johns he's worked on. I mean, he's been durable the last 2 years, but do you think that guy's going to pitch four more years in the major leagues?
No,
right, and he's going to be looking for a 4-year contract, guaranteed, probably. So, I get real scared about that. I mean, I guess Corbin Burnes, in my opinion, is probably your best bet for a free agent pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, Max Fried always hurt, Jack Flaherty always hurt. Corbin Burnes has been durable. I mean, but Corbin Burnes is the $34, $35 million pitcher.
Jesus.
Blake Snell just got 36 from the Dodgers. Say what you want about the Dodgers, but that set the market.
Yeah, I mean, look, Pivetta turned down 20. He turned down 20 because he thinks he's going to get at least that much money with more than 1 year. I mean, that just, to me, that shows you that pitchers, I mean, if you're average, you're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Rich Hill's still going to compete for a job.
History would say that if George was running the team, the Yankees would panic right away and sign Alonso, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But Alonso will be a Yankee by the end of today.
But you don't think that's a good idea?
You know, Alonso's 30 years old. He does strike out a lot. I don't think he's a great defender at first base. I mean, I project him being more of like a DH, right? If I'm getting a first baseman, I want someone that can pick it. I want someone that's going to save runs on the infield.
And they'll never move Judge to first?
Well, I mean, I think they should. I mean, that frees up a ton of more options, but that's not the Yankee way, I don't think. It's just not. I mean, you'd think you'd hear more rumblings about that if that was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, maybe when he signed, he's like, don't even ask. I don't know. I mean, it strikes me as he would be amazing in that. Because to be that big and that athletic, he would crush it there, and it would probably add a couple years to his career.
I mean, speaking of Aaron Judge, do you... thing in my head that was going around with this Juan Soto thing, and Judge said, he's like, I'm not going to be, you know, making any phone calls, or I'm just going to let him enjoy the process. And do you think he should have made a phone call to Juan Soto, or do you think it would have made a difference at all?
I don't ever really know how to take reports, in air quotes. Yeah. You know, there's so much stuff out there. You don't know, like, what people are texting people or, you know, saying. These guys have such good friends during the season. They could just be, you know, texting like we text, you know? Come on, man, $760, come on, $5 million more. You know you want to hang with me. I mean, it's a money grab.
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't think it's a money grab is an idiot. Why would you want to go play for the New York Mets when you could play for the New York Yankees?
I like the Mets.
That was exactly my point this morning, too. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine playing for the Mets for 15 straight years.
It's true, though.
I just can't. Like,
the owner's going to spend the money, right? He says that the owner's going to spend the money, but it's... the Mets, it's like they always find a way.
Jeff Passan pointed out, and I forgot, that Soto turned down 2 years ago $440 million.
In 2020,
In baseball, that's guaranteed. Imagine that, betting on yourself like that, and then having it paid off. You basically made $300 more million.
Yeah, 22-year-old, he turned that down.
It's insane.
Wild.
I mean, that is just some cojones. I mean, there is just no doubt about
it. Can I just go through the Yankees' projected lineup right
now? Yeah, and then we got to run.
All right. Leadoff, Volpe.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Jazz at second base. Judge at third in right field. Wells catching. There's your protection for Judge. Stanton's your DH. Dominguez is in left, sixth. DJ's at third base. No, DJ's at first, batting seventh. Oswaldo Cabrera at third. And your center fielder, ladies and gentlemen, Trent Grisham.
Okay, so the bottom of the order is kind of ugly, but the
whole order is ugly.
I don't know. I like Chisholm, and Volpe's going to get better.
Stanton will miss 30 games, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. Volpe will get better. Jazz is Jazz. Judge is Judge. We don't know what we're going to get from Wells, right? He was hot and cold.
Rookie of the year.
No, he wasn't. He was a finalist, but he. I mean, come on, look at those numbers. He did okay for a catcher, right. But they weren't. They weren't blowing you away, right? He's not your protection for Aaron Judge. I'm sorry.
It's not clean up hitter. Like, no. That's not what you need.
No.
He's definitely. But why isn't Stanton in the four spot?
Because he's going to miss 35 games, dude.
All right.
You all right?
I don't even want to go
Dominguez, DJ, you don't know what you're going to get with him. Oswaldo played, what, 10 games, I felt like, last year? I mean, dude, we were crying for him to play all the time, and he never played.
Just real quick, if I can ask, the Mets won 89 games this past season. How many games did they win in 2025?
I mean, Juan Soto, he's not going to make more than 10 game difference. If Juan Soto adds six more games to you, the Mets are a 95 win team.
That was the difference, though, between first and third, the six games.
Yeah, I don't think that they – I don't think the Phillies – I think the Phillies are going to be hard-pressed to win 95 again. I just think their window is going to start to close.
Braves with Acuna getting back.
I don't see them win. I don't see the Mets winning 95 games. I actually think that, to be honest, if they win 89 or 90 and make the playoffs, I don't think anyone will say it's a failure. I mean, all you want to do is make the postseason. Doesn't matter how you make it. In my opinion, is it ideal to be a low-end wild card? No, but anything can happen once you're in. So I think the only goal is to make it.
Yeah.
But that division is brutal. It's just, I mean, really tough.
It's the haves and have-nots.
But I mean, but they have three halves. You know, like most divisions don't have three teams that are, you know, that good. So I don't know. I find myself entertained by the Mets. I mean, some people, you know, I mean, some people hate Steve
Cohen.
Hey,
they got Clay Holmes now. He's their problem now.
Thanks.
He's going to be a starter, though.
Well, you want 5 innings, 10 walks, or 5 innings, 10 Ks? You don't know what you're going to get.
You guys are funny. He's John Senecal.
As interesting as this signing has been, and we've all been anticipating it, I think the next 24 hours is going to be freaking crazy in Major League Baseball.
Well, they're down at the winter meetings, right? So stuff happens, and it's going to be one of those winter meetings where, you know, I've covered one, so I don't have a ton of experience, but it really is like you see people talking in nooks and crannies. It really does operate like that a little bit, and now maybe it's a little more secretive, but like everybody's there.
Yeah. How many players have the Yankees signed by the end of today? By the end of Monday?
Of Monday? Zero.
Really? You don't think the Yankees don't react today and sign two players?
I don't.
I think so. I think the Yankees have two signings today.
I bet you a coffee.
Three total, four total by the end of the week.
Coffee and a joint.
Two signings on a Monday, four signings by the end of the week.
It's a big bet. You taking that bet? That medical stuff is good. you've been listening to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods. We'll